Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
This is the Charity Stripe on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
All right, NFL real quick, free agency's coming up. We've beat the dead horse of the Justin Fields thing, I think, at this point. You know, the Raiders are in, the Steelers are in, everyone's in for him. Where he's staying at the, we know who's in, we know who's out. I think it has to be.
He unfollowed the Bears and he unfollowed the NFL.
Yeah, but he spoke on Amon Ross St. Brown's podcast.
That's right, I just saw the clip.
Yeah, he's done with it. Like, you know what? Honestly, like,
no, I respect it.
We all just gotta wait for the decision at this point. We know the players, we know the moves. Unless there's some real surprise team lurking in the wings about to offer the house for the first overall pick, we've kind of gone through every scenario of who can really conceivably go up and get it.
Yeah, I mean, the recent buzz in news is that a fourth quarterback is starting to kind of climb the ranks and create some buzz and hype around him, and it's the guy that won a national championship with Michigan Wolverines. So, interested to see, you know, when it actually comes to draft day, where J.J. McCarthy ends up, because, like, even if and just after the combine next week, like, what happens with Daniels in May? Like, yeah, it's supposed to be 1-2-3. Does that change at all? You know, does Daniels fall back a little bit? Does May fall back a little bit? You don't think that's even a remote possibility?
If there is any movement with Drake May, it's he moves up, which I'm not saying should happen. But I'm saying if there's any move, there is no way on God's green earth that Drake May is going to be a top two pick.
I just, what if
he should be?
What if Alt and Harrison? Well, I mean, when people break down who the actual prospect ranking, forget positions aside, Marvin Harrison is number one. Be?
If you're asking positional value in the NFL, what the draft order should be.
Well, that's how they draft, is their positions do matter.
Okay, so I'm saying it should be Caleb Williams, Drake May, Joe Alt. If the Patriots took Joe Alt, I would be stoked.
Okay.
Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, so that would mean that if Joe Alt went third.
Great.
Right?
Happy.
Then Jaden Daniels gets moved back.
Oh, yeah, I think Jaden Daniels can fall.
Yeah.
I think J.J. McCarthy can move up. I'm with you on that. I think Penix Jr. and Nix, they better test real good.
Yeah,
their buzz is not hot right now.
But apparently the Atlanta really likes Bo Nix. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that...
Atlanta's a weird organization.
They really are.
Okay. Let me...
But that's why it's kind of tough to do this, but still fun with what we're about to do, because the draft is so important in this process of free agents and where they go and where they end up.
Yeah.
But I think you wanted us to kind of come to the table with some hot takes. Three hot takes
of free agents, of where they end up.
It's interesting going through this free agent list, this class, because a lot of the guys will get tagged, right?
Yeah. So but without the tags, though,
it's a pretty stud stacked cast.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, Josh Allen from the Jags and Brian Burns from the Thurs are going to get tagged. Can you imagine if those guys were...
Is Brian Burns going to get tagged?
Okay, so I hope not.
Josh Allen will get
tagged. I think T. Higgins is probably going to get tagged, too. I don't know. I think that's a tricky one.
I don't know.
I don't know who. There's a lot of guys.
I have him not getting tagged.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Give me your first one. First free agent hot take.
Brian Burns getting signed by the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
Who were absolutely atrocious at rushing the passer. I can't even remember who the guy was that led their team in sacks, but he had six, and he's not a defensive end, and he's not an edge rusher. So
that's not good.
He's a safety. And Zaven Collins was like third, and he had like four. They need an edge, and I think this is a team with a really, really high pick. They've got their quarterback of the future who they've paid. They need to bring in a pass rusher who can be the core of their defense for the future under Gannon, who all the players seem to like, but it's time to start bringing in real roster pieces if we want to compete in that NFC West.
They can get Burns, draft Alt at four. That means they have Paris Johnson, Joe Alt, and then they have the 27th pick, and they can just sit there and whatever receiver falls to them. I don't know if Brian Thomas necessarily falls, but let's say Keon Coleman from Florida State falls.
Sure.
You're sitting pretty. You've got to be happy for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. I'll go edge guy. I'll go outside edge guy two. I think the Vikings absolutely collapse this offseason. I think Danielle Hunter is gone. I think he goes to Los Angeles, goes to the Rams, pairs with Aaron Donald.
And they need someone on the outside. They really do need someone on the outside that fits a need for them. I think
coming off a 16.5 season, he wants to continue to ride the wave. Look, he is sneakily close to 100. Yeah, what better person to play with than Aaron Donald on the inside?
And if the Vikings lose him, I mean, because their defense is not great to begin with. If they lose him, they're going to be in a serious world of hurt. I'd expect then that they wouldn't be signing Kirk Cousins, and they would probably, what?
Which is my number two, Kirk okay. Cousins to the Dirty Birds. I don't think the Dirty Birds take Bo Nix. I think they stop messing around.
Yeah.
I think Raheem Morris gets a realistic quarterback in Kirk Cousins. And you bring in Kirk Cousins to go with London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and then you could use that eighth pick on the defense.
Okay. I like it. Defense was much improved. Got a little banged up middle of the season last year. Took a step back when that happened. Still needed extra pieces, but good corners that they have. Okay, my second is... Ooh, this one's... T. Higgins, we mentioned him. Going to the team that Brian Burns leaves. Ugh. It's not a great I don't like love the fit. I just think it's gonna happen. I just think this is very realistic. Like Canales is gonna need to bring in offensive pieces for Bryce Young. Higgins is a guy who he can do the possession thing. He's a big target in the red zone. He checks a lot of boxes, except the fact that he gets hurt a lot and he doesn't. And he misses a lot of time. But I mean, that's the type of team, in my opinion, that is going to spend to bring a guy in whose price probably got knocked down a little bit because of injury, who they think can be their franchise number one for the next 7 years.
If you're him, how could you conceivably go there after playing at Clemson and playing for the Bengals and going to a Super Bowl?
Because Carolina. You like Carolina.
I guess.
Yeah.
That franchise...
It makes more sense than other guys to go back to Carolina.
That franchise is in trouble.
Yeah, I also like, you know, the is it Mingo, you know, who's a good speed guy.
Yeah,
so
Ole Miss,
so maybe like, no, I'm saying so you can pair, right?
Sure.
You're gonna lose Thielen. So you can have T. Higgins and you can have Mingo, and hopefully he turns into something. You take another shot at another speedy receiver in the draft. Well,
you don't have, if you get Higgins, you have the 33rd pick because you don't have the first pick anymore.
Right.
You could take the best player available, maybe an offensive lineman, or you could try to move back in one from the offensive lineman or phone and help get Bryce Young some protection.
Yep.
Or
defensive back.
Yeah, yeah.
Best corner that's there that falls.
For sure. What do you think? What else you got? Last one.
A team that's already been big spenders before, but they just spent big on a head coach and a GM, and they are probably going to cut one of their edge rushers already, it's been rumored.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Chargers signing Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
To be the staple of their offense, to make things really easy for Justin Herbert, to run a Harbaugh-style offense like they had in San Francisco, like he had at Stanford, to be the number one running back. You've got guys behind him that you can use to spell him, who also kind of fit system with what Michigan did and what Harbaugh's done in past. You let Eckler do whatever he wants to do and go wherever he wants, and you play smash-mouth football. and you take a tackle in the draft, and you just make a beast offensive line to protect Justin Herbert.
Very simple what they do. You extend Allen, save some money there. You cut Mike Williams, and you try to trade both those edges.
I think they're going to cut Bosa.
I think you get value for him. Try to get a third or a fourth of both those guys. Call it a day. Then you have some draft picks, more to come in and help your team. You're at the five. You try to move back again if someone's trying to move up for a quarterback, get a tackle.
Even if it's one or two spots.
Yeah, keep moving back here and there, you know, inching back. You get a Fuaga, you get a Fashanu from Oregon State and Penn State, respectively. And I think you pair him across from Slater.
Honestly, you move back even further. You get the center from Oregon, right? Yeah. Because that's a position of need for you now.
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Now that Lindsley's gone.
Yeah.
Or likely gone.
Yeah,
likely retiring.
I like that pick too. Okay. He was 13 sacks on the Baltimore Ravens.
Matabuki.
Texas A&M.
You don't think they're going to try and keep him?
I think they're going to try.
Desperately, yeah.
But there is a team that's got a lot of cap space. There's a head coach that had an excellent year. There's a rookie quarterback who did not look like a rookie, and they play in Houston. I think Matabuki goes back to Texas.
Okay.
And I think he takes big old money from the big old boys down in H-Town. Mm. He signs with the Texans.
They're going to get aggressive on a couple of those defensive players that are in the market. Jalen Johnson's another guy in Chicago. If they don't hold on to him, there's going to be some teams that are willing to pay a pretty penny for him. Yeah, and in any of the edge rushers that we already mentioned, Burns, you know, Allen, if the Jags decide not to tag him, which would be crazy, but if they did,
that'd be criminal.
But I'm telling you what, the Bears are going to
Oh, the Bears, yeah.
The Bears are The Bears and the Texans are both going to be looking to spend a lot.
A ton.
Yeah.
And there's teams like the Bengals who have a lot of cap space.
Yep.
Who are going to look to spend a ton.
I thought you were going to say he was headed to the Bengals.
I think that was my second pick, but I think he goes back to, Texas. So
cool. I like that.
Baltimore. Not like too much, but like a little.
I mean, is Queen is also a free agent?
Is he? No.
I think he is. I think he is.
He's a, oh man. Yeah. Look, their defensive coordinator's gone, and if they lose Matabuki, that's serious. It's a lot of sacks. It's a lot of great pressure to replace.
For an interior lineman,
too. That's legit. Okay, college football, new 12-team playoff announced. So college football 12-team playoff is official. It's going down. Cardinal official, if you remember him. The rapper.
I don't, but
okay, yeah, he had one song
life after.
He had one song with Dagon. Okay, anyway, regardless, college football playoff official, 12 teams, five top ranked champions,
conference champions
are the top five seed, and it doesn't have to necessarily.
No, they're the top four seeds, and then the fifth is guaranteed 5 through 12, but they're not the fifth seed.
Okay, cool. So the top four seeds are going to be conference champions.
Yes.
So we put out a graphic on TikTok that said Georgia was the 2, Texas was the 3 in our prediction. That graphic is wrong. Can't happen. Can't have two SEC teams in the top 4.
Right.
As it stands. Okay. So forget giving your prediction of 1 through 12. Who is a sneaky team you think could end up in the top 4?
Well, I think most people that are making their brackets, let's just go conference by conference very, very quickly. Georgia is the representative of the SEC for most of the people that are predicting, right?
I think a lot of people are saying it's Georgia, Bama, Ole Miss, as Texas in the SEC.
As the teams that will be in the 12-team playoff.
Yes.
And then, you know, the favorite as of right now in the Big Ten is Ohio State.
Not even close. Followed by Oregon.
Oregon.
Then Michigan. Then Penn State.
Then you've got the ACC, and currently the favorite is Clemson, I believe, for most.
Florida State.
Right.
In that realm.
And then it gets really interesting because Big 12 is pretty open, I feel like.
Pretty open.
Honestly, we were talking about this team before we started recording. Like, the Green Wave have been really good the last 2 years.
So you think you're surprised seeing they can be a top 4 seed as the Green Wave?
Well, the way that I look at it, it kind of has to be a team like Liberty or Green Wave for it to be surprising, right? Sure. Otherwise, it's a team that's in one of the bigger conferences, one of the power conferences, making a run that I just don't really think is likely. Right? I don't think Ole Miss is going to win the SEC. I don't.
My team is in the SEC. My team's an SEC team.
Who is it?
Mizzou.
Interesting.
I think Mizzou returns their quarterback. Their coach is good. They return their number one wide receiver. They don't. Their toughest game is against Alabama, which is still obviously, even though Saban's leaving, even though the transfer portal issues, is still an extremely tough game.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to
Looking up their schedule right now.
I believe, top of my head, they're going to Tuscaloosa. Outside of that.
Tough game.
Very tough game. Outside of that, they don't see Tennessee, LSU, us, or... Yeah, they don't see Tennessee, Ole Miss.
You want me to go? You want me to...
Yeah, if you could give Mizzou schedule really quick.
They are home against Murray State. They are home against Buffalo.
Okay.
Then they're home against Boston College.
Okay.
And they're home against Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
So that's cakewalk to begin.
4-0.
Then they go on the road and they play A&M at Kyle Field. Tough game.
Tough game. Winnable. Should win. Should be the
first
favorite.
Conference game. Haven't been really tested.
Second conference game. That's Vandy, correct. The warm-up.
That doesn't count. But to your point, good year for them to potentially be one of the top four seeds.
Keep going.
You play Vandy. Then they play at UMass on the road. We've got some buddies who definitely will be rooting for UMass in that game, and we probably will be too. Except maybe not you, now that you've kind of claimed the Mizzou Tigers, I guess.
W.
Then they play Auburn at home.
W.
Okay. They'll be favored.
Shout
in
out
game.
Hugh Freeze. They'll be favored. Yeah.
They'll be favored. Then they play Alabama at Tuscaloosa.
Undefeated, in my presumption.
Tough game. Then.
Brutal game.
They get Oklahoma at home the next week.
Love to see that if you're Mizzou. Tough game.
Back to back tough games.
Back to back tough games, but you would rather see Oklahoma at home than go from Tuscaloosa to Norman.
Yeah, of course. Then you go on the road and play South Carolina. Should be a win, but going to Columbia is not easy. And then you play at Mississippi State that next week in Starkville. Tough. Two back-to-back road games, and then you finish the season home against Arkansas.
No Tennessee, no LSU,
no Georgia,
Ole Miss, no Texas, no Ole Miss.
Yeah.
If we're talking sleeper.
No, I like the pick. I mean, they ended as a top 10 team in college football last year?
Yeah.
It's a good pick. It's as good as any. It's probably my favorite of the SEC teams outside of Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Ole Miss, and LSU. I wouldn't be surprised if any five of those teams ended up as the...
So right now you have your Mizzou is like your sixth.
Yeah. Yeah. They're my sixth.
So that's a sleeper.
Who else? Anyone else for you?
No, team that's going to disappoint.
Well, I think we talked about it with Jim DeChequa. Like I'm just very uncertain about Michigan going into next season.
I would say Michigan.
You said Michigan before Penn State. I would probably flip those teams if I were power ranking the Big Ten right now. And I know you don't like that. Also, I think USC could be in for a tough year next year. I'd probably. I mean, it's hard for me not to have Washington ahead of Penn State and Michigan.
Yeah, I like Jed Fish a lot. I think he's a really good head coach and he's a good snag from Arizona.
Probably put Michigan ahead, though, just because Moore's still there.
Sunrises, sunsets, we pay taxes, we have to go through death. James Franklin takes a dookie on the money. It just is like it is, man.
Yeah.
James Franklin and the Nittany Lions will not be in the first 12-team playoff.
Well, the interesting thing about the new system...
And their schedule's kind of easy.
Yeah, the new system is that Notre Dame cannot be higher than the 5 seed, right? Because they're not in a conference, and their athletic director was on the board of decision makers that actually finalized this 5-7 split that they have. I don't know.
What a crazy fake ass smart school.
Yeah.
Well, shout out Jalen Smith though. Really
unless
he's
got something up his sleeve and they're going to join a conference here soon. I don't know. They should, and they need to. The interesting thing that we were talking about before...
One thing he's got up his sleeve is a handkerchief to wipe his tears.
The interesting thing that we were talking about was that presumably, and I think this really only applies like for the Big 12, is that if you had a team like Oklahoma State who only lost one game and it was the Big 12 championship against another Big 12 team who had, let's say, 3 losses on their resume, that's a possibility that the Big 12 champ wouldn't make it, but another at-large team from the Big 12 would.
Sure. I think my – so I'll go off that. My team to disappoint.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have them popping off in the Big 12 as the Big 12 favorite. I think Utah can easily disappoint. I would not be shocked at all if the Utes were not a top three team in the Big 12.
Okay.
And I think my team that I think people are starting to sleep on, Jed Fish leaves Arizona, but they return their quarterback and wide receiver, Fifita and McMillan, who could end up being the best QB wide receiver duo, or at least the top five QB wide receiver duo in college football this upcoming season. Both were fantastic last year.
Okay.
They could win the Big 12. So they are my team not to make the final, like the first four, but they are my sleeper team to get into the 12.
Would this also maybe be a year where, I mean, someone will cut through the muck in the Big 12, but it's a pretty open conference, and there are a lot of good SEC teams, like we just said. There's some good Big 10 teams as well. Like, and the ACC is no slouch, obviously. You know, Miami should be decent next year. Like, there's a couple of ACC teams that will probably make a little bit of noise besides Clemson and FSU. You know, Duke, UNC, like, they've been good the last couple of years. Let's see how they are next year.
I think Notre Dame's going to get one of those spots.
And Notre Dame will presumably get one of those spots. They have a really good team. And Riley Leonard will be their starting quarterback. And I think he's a verified stud, in my opinion. That a Big 12 team doesn't make it at all to this 12-team playoff.
No.
I think it's impossible.
Not impossible. I think it'd be crazy, though. Like, okay, you get four SEC. Let's say you're allotted four SEC teams.
Yeah, you've got your champ in Georgia, right? Let's just for the sake of, I mean, it's
good. We'll just call it Georgia, Texas, Bama, and Ole Miss. We'll just call it. We'll just say that's what it is.
Which is light work.
Light work for the SEC.
You're disappointed if you're the SEC and you only get four teams in.
Oh, you're cool with it. You get a third of the playoff. Okay, let's just say.
Expectation of
you're
dominance.
You're just disappointed in say LSU. Fifth seed to get Notre Dame. Not the fifth seed, but like the fifth team.
Yeah.
That's five. I'm okay. So I'm at five right now.
Ohio State.
I would say Oregon.
Yep.
Am I getting another Big Ten team in there?
Yeah, you probably are.
Okay. So let's just say Michigan.
Just Michigan, yeah.
Back. We're at eight. Two ACC teams.
Okay.
Clemson, FSU.
Okay.
I have two spots.
Yeah, but you were like, you kind of already skinnied the SEC, like, in my opinion.
Okay, but like, they're not going to, like, you're going to tell me no Big 12 team gets in and like Tulane and Liberty get in?
Not if they totally cannibalize. Well, okay. This is where we get, no, I won't tell you that. But I can tell, but I'll tell
Boise
you that if,
State?
But if one of those teams is ranked high, they're automatic admission because it's the top five conference championships by ranking.
Well, where?
So if Tulane ends up as the number nine team in the nation and they win their conference championship, they're in automatically. Doesn't
going
matter.
Back to your original point, if the Big 12 has a real down year with Texas and OU out, which
yes.
I don't think is going to be the case. I think it's not like Texas and OU were continuously always the two teams.
No, but Texas was the best team in the Big 12 last year, I thought, by a considerable margin.
But Oklahoma State was like, okay, they made it. Like, Oklahoma State's still there. Like, I think Oklahoma, I think at worst one of Oklahoma State, Arizona, and Utah will make it.
Okay.
I think at worst one of. I think two could make it. I think one of. Now, where it gets really interesting is that let's say it's disaster hour in the Big 12. Everyone's got three losses. Everyone's beaten up on each other.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in there with three losses. Maybe one team has two, right? And they're the top seed in the Big 12, presumably going to get in. They lose the Big 12 championship. Now everyone's got three losses and at best in the Big 12. Then if all those teams we listed are in, and Tulane is higher ranked, Boise State's higher ranked, Liberty's higher ranked, you know, SMU's high, like one of these teams is a higher ranked champion than the Big 12 are, they're the fifth champion to get in.
Right.
So you have SEC, Big 10, ACC.
Miscellaneous conference,
and then they'll say it's the second miscellaneous conference.
It could be, yeah.
So yeah, the Big 12 could be in trouble.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't
also
think
where
it
are
will
we
happen, but it could be in trouble.
Pac-12 teams that
oh that left
that are not in the Big 10, not in the Big 12. Wazoo is one of them,
just
right?
Wazoo and Oregon State.
Couple of. Wazoo, plucky at-large team right there.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, there's too many good SEC teams, like you said. You're not going to like it's you want the best.
But where's Ward now? Ward's in Miami, right?
Yeah. I mean, that okay. Like, that's fine. Like, that he's gone in Miami. You want them to make a comeback?
I
like that.
I would be surprised if the SEC only had four teams in the 12-team playoff.
I think the SEC five teams. I think SEC five teams, Big Ten three teams. ACC two teams is what it's going to be. Quote unquote.
With one of the 11, like 11 being the Big 12 champ.
And then another 12 being like, hey, SMU, welcome to
your
show.
Liberty of the year, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that tracks.
I think it tracks. All right, cool. All right, well, I want to play a game with you, I think, and then we'll close out and you have a Reddit segment for me.
Track you guys later.
This is the Charity Stripe on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.